BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and today it's all about the ways you use to secure a second date with somebody. Do you have a set routine every time you go on a first date? Greg's on Real or No Real, and Chris is about to get scurvy.
Oh.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
On my way, so I'll be on my way.
Alex Clare and Too Close on BBC Radio 1 and Royal Blood, Little Monster. Mills here. You all right, Chris?
I'm good, yeah. When do you reckon we're going to get another single from him?
Well, I'm hoping it's soon.
Do you
it's
reckon?
Been quiet for 4 years now. Come on, Alex.
But then if you write a good one...
He did the live lounge. Get him back in the live lounge again.
But if you write a good one like that, you know, just keep it going.
Do you remember when he was in, I was like, is that a fisherman? But it was Alex Clare.
I know.
Just had a fishing vibe to him, didn't he? Do you remember?
Mm.
That was ages ago. So can we start the show today, please, by talking about your massive blunder in the clothing department today?
Well...
What have you done?
Well, so I arrived around this area and I seem to be the only one wearing shorts. Mm.
So I met you earlier for a little coffee in absolute torrential rain, like November weather, and you're wearing a short and a shirt.
Yeah. So I checked the weather forecast last night, but I wasn't paying it too much attention. Now, I was told it was going to be 27 degrees today.
Okay. So here's what I think you've done. On your fruit-based device that you've got there, there is a standard weather app.
There is, yeah.
If you look at today's weather where you are, it does clearly say 14 degrees and cloudy. So what
but
I think you've
problem.
Done, you've scrolled along to Ibiza,
no,
I think.
No, here's the problem. When I log into my phone, because sometimes late at night, I like to go see what the temperature's like in warmer places.
So do I, all the time.
So when I open up this weather app, see what it says? So it is 27 degrees, but it's in Ibiza.
Right, that's what you've done.
So I've been reading the wrong weather forecast.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of interest, what other ones do you have in there?
Okay. I'll have a look. Well, there's Bali from that holiday there.
Oh, yeah.
There's Watford.
Bali, Watford.
There's Glasgow.
Yeah.
And Edinburgh.
Yeah, I've got Edinburgh. I've got Los Angeles, Miami Beach. Don't know why. Dubai.
Yeah, but yours are all places that you've travelled.
Las Vegas. Ibiza. Yeah, mate, you've been on the... You've swiped right and gone Ibiza. Where it is full sun today and 27 degrees.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another vegetable-free weekend, was it, Chris?
It was not one vegetable. It's honestly terrible.
That is awful. And what are you having for lunch?
Well, I might go in on the pasta.
Yes. Right, seriously, I need to have some kind of intervention here. We need to have one day a week where me and the rest of the team all hold you down and we stuff spinach in your mouth. It's not good, mate.
It's not good, and it's just a horrible realisation when you get to Monday and you think, not one vegetable.
And I'm starting to notice it in your complexion.
What do you mean?
A bit beige, like the food you're eating.
I look beige.
Yes, you're starting to look beige.
I am what I eat.
You are beige. Vegetables, please, immediately.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was chatting to a group of my mates yesterday when we were all together chatting about how one of the people in our friend group always on a first date used to take a girl to the date on a fun fair. I'd like to say that he's happily in a relationship now.
Yeah, but also when you say a friend, as soon as you say that phrase, no, everyone will assume that you're talking about yourself
right
now.
Not me. He knows who he is, if he's listening. This is a while back, you know, when he went on a few first dates with ladies now and again, but the routine was always the same. Straight to the fun fair. And do you know why he'd go to the fun fair? Because it's fun. There are rides to go on, etc. And he would always win them a cuddly toy.
Mm.
You know, with the grabber thing.
So that was his move.
Yeah,
that was, he knew that guaranteed a smile.
Yeah, various ways of winning them, as you know. But they would think, oh, that's so sweet. He's won me a cuddly toy. Girl is won over completely, and then there is a second date.
But I assume what you're saying is it was quite a well-rehearsed routine. He did this fairly often with great success.
Yeah, I mean, it was always his go-to plan was first date, fun fair, win her a cuddly toy.
See,
and it worked every time.
I have a friend.
Oh, is it a friend?
Yes, who would go to...
You just did that to me.
Who would go to a place called Ryslip Lido.
Mm.
right? Which is like, I want to say it's like a little beach, but it's not.
Okay.
There's an area of sand and,
sure.
and yeah, there's a few things you can do there. It's a nice bar, stuff like that. But there is a mini train that goes through the woods.
Okay.
And for some reason, every day, that would be... That would work. That would be the plan.
Okay, how are you winning the girl over, please? Because obviously this is like a present that he's got.
They just love the train.
Right. They just liked the journey through the woods
on
the train.
It was thoughtful. It was different.
Okay.
It showed initiative.
So the train ride would clinch a second date, would it?
Yes. It was very successful.
I'm just wanting to know if anyone else does this. If like there's a set routine you go through every single time you go on a first date. I mean, obviously, they're not that effective because otherwise you'd still be with them.
Yeah. But I think, well, that's a very good point. But I think it's that idea as well that you will do something and to the person that you're with, it'll always feel like the very first time that it's happened.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure.
Yeah, but
when
your
cuddly toy was presented, it was like, I've never done this for anyone before.
Yeah,
here's
yeah.
a cuddly
yeah.
toy.
Of course. Yeah, you don't go, oh, by the way, I've done this for seven other girls, do you? You've got to make it like it's your first time.
Yeah.
He went to that funfair, I'm saying, 25 times or more. Let's not forget my friend Unlucky Gary. Before he even goes on a first date, seeing photos isn't enough. He looks up their ice bucket challenge video.
I know, it's terrible.
Which is kind of genius, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're talking about things that you do on dates that you plan to guarantee success. What's yours then, Jonathan?
Have you ever heard of a place in Watford called Topgolf before?
Top yes. Golf. It's one of your favourites,
yeah.
isn't it, Chris?
I'm there very often. Yeah, I love it.
Is it like a fake driving range?
What do you mean fake?
Well, I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what, it's a good date place because there's a driving range, but there's also like a bar. You can get some food there.
But is it an actual golf course?
It's not an actual golf course, no.
What, is it like virtual golf?
No, it's a driving range. Do you know what a driving range
no.
is?
No.
So it's just a sort of vast distance in front of you where you can hit balls.
Sure. Okay, but not
but
an actual course.
To confuse
course.
Things, you can hit them also into big circles that are there as well. Mate, it's your perfect day out.
You take a girl to golf.
It's a weird choice, and I'm not sure it entirely works, the whole golf side of things, but you know, there's music and stuff
okay,
going cool. on.
So it's a night out kind of thing. Not that I'm saying that girls shouldn't be into golf, it just seems like a weird first date choice.
It is quite a good first date choice.
Okay. So what's your routine then to guarantee the success?
So what you do is, when you get there, it's normally quite busy. So you tend to have to sit around for half an hour to an hour waiting for your game of golf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have a couple of drinks, which is where you get to know the said girl that you're with. And if you know, click with her and think, I want another crack at this, when you get to play golf, you pretend you're rubbish. So you basically get 20 shots that you're meant to score with. So first five... Be absolutely rubbish. You can hit them behind you, hit them anywhere. And so literally just be rubbish. And then you say to her, to make it a bit more interesting, the loser has to pay for lunch or dinner at the next date. And her eyes have automatically lit up.
Yep.
And you're guaranteed a second date as long as you lose.
What, so you are rubbish on purpose?
Yeah.
Every time?
And that guarantees you a second date if you promise, you know, you say lunch or dinner is paid for by the loser.
Oh, I love it. So you let them win, so they're like, yay, I won, which makes them feel good.
Yep, yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, you text them later on and say, so I owe you lunch or dinner,
yeah,
and then you go
second
from there.
Date, second date guaranteed.
I got to say, that is a good one.
Yeah, it does work.
Do you not feel embarrassed when you're there thrashing balls around, slicing them left, right and centre, that you...
I don't know what that means.
You're being judged by everyone else there?
Yeah, a little bit. The worst bit is my girlfriend who I'm with now, she did have to go through this routine to get a second date with me. But when we went to Topgolf again afterwards, the look on her face when I absolutely smashed her because I didn't have to play rubbish anymore.
Yes!
I'm really good.
Yeah.
Can I ask, obviously you're with the girlfriend now, I'm very happy, but how many times have you done this routine at the driving range?
She was the third. I've had one that did go to a second date and no further. I had another one which we didn't click, so I literally played the best game of golf I ever could, shook hands, said see you later and went home.
Yeah, you weren't keen on the second date, so just, yeah. So your golf game dramatically improved.
I honestly got my highest score in that round.
This is so good. So if you don't click with them and it's not really working out, you just play brilliantly and then that's it.
Yeah, your game automatically improves if you don't click with them.
And this is obviously tried and tested because you now have a girlfriend out of it.
Yeah, so can I just point out that this routine that I have is retired, because if she hears me and hears that I'm still doing this, she will kill me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it has been retired. It's worked and that's it.
I like it. Retired.
Yeah.
It feels quite calculating, but it obviously works because you have got yourself a lovely girlfriend.
I have indeed, yeah.
And there's certainly no need to go and do that anymore, is there, Jonathan?
No, it's retired. That's it, done.
Here's one question I've got for you. If you had played really good golf that day, do you think you would be with her now?
Yes, she'll be listening to this, so 100%.
Right, okay.
It's the right answer.
Yeah, 100% I would be with her still.
Thanks for getting in touch.
No worries.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. There is a slight flaw in that golf bloke's plan. What about if you're not that keen on the girl, but she's actually really good at golf?
True, that is a flaw.
You're kind of paying for a second date that you don't really want there, aren't you? There's always going to be a flaw, though. Hello, Jason. This is a good one. Used to take all the new girls crabbing. All right, first date. Do you want to go crabbing? When you catch them, they think, yes, he is a total man. He's touched a crab.
Thing is, if someone took me on a date crabbing, my first thought is it sounds quite rubbish. But actually, I think it would be quite fun.
It's like, I am man, I catch crab. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of that vibe. They love it, apparently. I'd like to hear some girls on this as well. What are you saying? The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, Scott.
Now, you went on a first date and it seemed really sweet, didn't it, what he had arranged?
Yeah, it seemed really cool. He said that he'd organised a bit of a treasure hunt for me. So I was like, oh, this is nice, first date.
Okay, so where did you go? Like, just around the city, was it?
Yeah, so just went around the city. So I met him in the city centre and he had four envelopes with him. One of them had different places in them, so different bars. One of them had different drink choices. One of them had different activities, etc.
Wow. I love the planning with it. The fact that he has envelopes for this thing, that's amazing.
It sounds like he went to a lot of effort.
Exactly, and when you're going on a first date, it's quite sweet because normally you're just expecting to go to a bar and just have a few drinks. But I thought, oh, maybe a keeper. We'll see.
Could be a keeper here. Do you know my old flatmate did that treasure hunt thing once?
Really?
And the girl absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
really
quite
nice and thoughtful.
It's resourceful as well.
What happened next, Sophie?
So picked out the first bar, and then I'd realised that this one's actually closed down. So I was like, oh, I don't think this one's here anymore.
What, so you opened the envelope, and then you got to the bar and it wasn't open?
The envelope, yeah. Well, no, I already knew that. So I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure this one's not here.
Okay.
He was like, oh, okay. Looked a bit sheepish, but was like, oh, it's okay, fine, just pick another one out. So I picked another one out, and I was like, oh, great, go along to this one. Went to there, had an activity, had a drink, everything was fine. Then he's like, okay, on to the next one. Picked it out, and I was like, yeah, again, this one's closed down. I'm pretty sure I know this one's not here anymore.
So another envelope with another closed down bar inside.
Another closed down bar. And I was like, yeah, this is definitely not here anymore. He's like, oh, okay. And then I was like, have you actually researched the bars? Because he said he'd lived there for ages. He's like, do you know this? Yeah, and then he admitted that he'd actually used this before and he hadn't actually looked in the envelopes to check out any of the bars he'd done from the previous date about 6 months ago. So,
okay, like, right, oh, so okay. Two of the bars he chose had closed down and then he tells you that this is his standard first date move and he hasn't
standard
checked the envelope since the last time he did it.
Dog-eared envelopes going on there.
It's definitely a treasure hunt that he's done before.
He's done it before, and yeah.
And then
and everything was the same, and he hadn't even bothered to check.
And
he
then
just put them in his trouser pocket and just like, yeah, that'll be good.
Right, not so much of a keeper then after that.
Not so much of a keeper, no.
Oh, and you thought it was all just for you with the envelopes and everything?
I know, I thought it was really sweet. I thought I'd have a great story for a first date, but no, unfortunately not.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, on to the next.
Yeah. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. I just want to say a very quick thank you to you for taking me out for breakfast earlier.
Yeah.
Really good of you, that. Coffee.
Yeah, do you know, it was real nice to catch up. And just to go through some ideas that we've got for the summer and a bit later on in the year.
It's nice because it was all your idea. I'll tell you what, let's go away from work. Let's have a breakfast, have some coffee, you know, and talk about things.
I liked it.
Make up some plans. Up until the point where
we go into this?
We had to give some kind of payment and you did the charade that was getting your card out, paying with that. It's clearly a trick that you've done before. Card declined.
No, I had every intention of paying.
Sorry, Chris, can you pay for this one?
I had every intention of paying
no,
for, that,
you did
for that breakfast. I did. You can't make your own card declined. Twice he tried it in that machine.
Yeah, I know.
And you just boshed the contactless and it's on.
It was embarrassing having to step in like
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry. My full intention was to pay for it.
Everything all right Mills Empire?
I do need to make a call at 2:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lol, your card was declined for less than £20 as Chris boshed the contactless, yeah? And what? And what? Yes?
Someone is suggesting it might be your first date trick.
Well,
there.
You don't know, do you? Empire, Empire, Empire. Why is this on? Do you think there's anyone in the actual world that hasn't watched any of the Radio 1 Big Weekend coverage on BBC iPlayer?
I mean, surely everyone has seen it.
I don't think they have. It's a bit like every Christmas where Mariah Carey goes back in the charts and you go, who hasn't already got this one? But there will be some people listening that haven't checked out Taylor Swift's amazing set yet at Big Weekend in Norwich, or Foo Fighters, or Muse, or all the other live music we brought you from Norwich. Do you remember Radio 1's Big Weekend?
I do, yeah, of course.
We were all younger then.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. So if you want to relive that magical time in Radio 1's history, go to BBC iPlayer right now. There's loads of stuff on there. And there's nothing more annoying than maybe, you know, sat down on a Monday night and going, I know that I'm quite late to the party, but I've been a very busy person. I'm just getting around to watching the Taylor Swift set and then it's not there. That's really annoying. So I'm just telling you, this is your last week to catch up on all the Big Weekend stuff on BBC iPlayer.
You're calling last orders on it?
Yeah, that's it. And chucking out time's the end of the week. That's all you got. Last orders, ladies and gents. Only until Friday for Big Weekend coverage. BBC iPlayer.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Norwich.
Good times.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wimbledon soon. Someone's just asked for a bit of animal tennis. Do you remember when different animals used to play tennis? It's hard to explain if you didn't hear it before, but I just wanted to know if anyone's thirsty for it, because this person seems to be.
Yeah, I always forget about that. We need to bring that back, definitely.
Yeah? I mean, it's a weird idea. It's just animals playing tennis. But last year, they really loved it, didn't they?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Turn it up.
Radio 1.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Scott. It's Mark.
Hey, Mark. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just letting you know that I'm a little bit behind on the podcasts, actually.
Yes, this happens quite a lot where people, they've got very busy lives and they can't keep up to date with the podcast.
So what I don't understand about this is it sounds like he's ringing to apologise.
Yeah, I'm 109 episodes behind.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's what happens, isn't it? So when you download them, it sort of adds up the amount that you haven't listened to yet. So you can
exactly.
get very behind if you're not careful.
Yeah, so with me, I'm about on the 12th of December, so I'm sort of in bulking up mode with Scott at the moment.
Right, when I said let's bulk up for Christmas, you mean?
Precisely, yes.
So this is what I was saying to do in December on the show, which obviously is on the podcast that you're listening to now, and that is winter bulking. A lot of you may remember it. It's when I tell you to eat all of the foods because it's nearly Christmas and it's cold and it's winter.
Precisely.
But that doesn't really work in late June, Mark.
It does when it's raining in the summer, though, isn't it, really? It's not exactly summery out there, Scott.
Oh,
still,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Pardon me, I forget. It's not summer. Apart from in Chris's life, where he looked at the wrong weather app earlier.
Yes, I've made an error.
Well, no, the right app, but looked at... You know when you can scroll through and see, like, different cities and towns and places?
Sure.
So instead of looking at London, he mistakenly looked at Ibiza and saw that it was 27 and full sun. So has gone all out with the shorts and the T-shirt today. And it's about 13 degrees right now and raining.
I'm very cold.
He's missing that winter bulk, you see.
What are you bulking up on then?
I'm actually cooking right now.
You're really going for it, aren't you?
Genuinely, I am cooking right now. I'm making a nice bit of fresh chicken soup.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Yeah, I know it's healthy, but there's plenty of veg in there, plenty of chicken bulking up.
Yeah, you're just eating a lot of it, right?
Exactly, I'm leftovers, maybe make a nice chicken and vegetable pie with it, so.
Mm. All right, Gordon Ramsay. Thing is, soup's a weird thing for the summer, isn't it?
A little bit, a gazpacho's all right, it's nice cold soup, nice cold cucumber soup.
Who does that? I thought it was just a rumour.
Really? Chris, you need to get out more, mate.
Are you a chef or something?
I'm a chef, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense now.
Get on the gazpacho, son.
Who just casually makes a gazpacho on a Monday in their house?
Yeah.
You?
I might use the leftovers to make a nice chicken pie.
Mark, a lot of people do this, though, with the podcast. They're behind. Like, Alice Levine is always behind.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's currently... we're just about to go to Big Weekend in Glasgow last year. That's where Alice is at the moment on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you could do some spoilers now. I mean, he's that far behind. You could really drop some in.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Fern Cotton leaves.
No way.
She does. Yeah, that's coming
I'm
your way.
I'm not believing that.
That's not happening.
Not before you, Scott, surely.
That's not happening. That's not happening in your life yet. Trying to think of other stuff that's happened that you might want a little heads up on. Oh, Zane Lowe's left as well.
No way.
I don't want to spoil it for you anymore, so just keep listening, all right?
All right, cheers, Scott.
And happy Christmas.
And to you, so happy Christmas to you all.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. When you come down.
That's Jamie XX on BBC Radio 1, which I want to play for one of my mates who came with me to Hyde Park. I was doing a bit of DJing in front of 65,000 people yesterday. I don't want to mention it. Casual. But he did the triple, as I call it, which is losing your wallet, your sunglasses and cracking your phone. So well done to him. All in the space in a few hours. Did the triple.
How was the gig itself?
It's awesome.
Yeah?
Like, it's best not to think about it too much. Because that's a lot of people.
Mm.
And then on Friday night, I was in Bilth Wells in Wales.
Yeah.
Young Farmers, they loved it.
Well, we had a big plan for that, didn't we?
Mm. I played your song, Your Farmers Mix of Avicii, and it went down a storm.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, we had the idea of doing a little music video for it, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, go there, because there's going to be a big crowd of people. And what you should do is we watch the Swedish House Mafia video, you know, Don't You Worry, Child. We watch that together because that looks epic.
It looks so good when they're walking into the venue and then you see all the pyros go off and the crowd.
Yeah, and things are in slow-mo and just everything they do looks really cool. Even the bit where they walk from the dressing room to the stage because of everyone around and everyone's sort of looking at them walking through and they look really cool.
Also, slow-mo always looks good on those videos.
So I tasked you with shooting some of the video for our Avicii remix.
Which I did.
At your gig.
Yeah.
Make it look as epic as possible.
Yeah.
What you've sent back to me is a joke. It's...
What do you mean?
I've put it on my Twitter. You've sent
I've
me
just
13,
retweeted it. What's wrong with
13
it?
13 seconds of you. You enter what look... I don't even know where you are.
I'm in a barn.
It looks like a shed.
It is a shed.
And you walk through as
it's
if
a cow shed.
You walk through sort of quite pervily look at the camera and then you walk through as if you're lost.
What I was trying
it's
to do...
the wrong look, completely.
No, okay, maybe I got the look a bit wrong, but what I was trying to do was do slow motion without us actually having to put it on. So I was walking really slow.
You did your own slow-mo.
I was kind of like walking as slowly as possible. Even the way I opened the door is quite slow, because I thought, it's going to cost money to do slow motion, probably. So I'll just do it myself.
I mean, why is there a shopping trolley there?
I don't know why that is.
It's
I've
like...
also got... the footage I haven't sent you yet is I do arrive on a tractor. Is that any good?
I mean, I'm sure it will be good. This isn't right. This isn't Swedish House Mafia.
No, but I was trying to get, like, you know how they look kind of moody-ish? That was the look I was going for.
I urge anyone to see this video. It's on my Twitter. Did you say you've retweeted it?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Is there anything wrong with it?
It's. Do you think that's Swedish House Mafia?
Like I said, if you used a few seconds of that, and thanks for leaving that on there, by the way, where I go, yeah, we'll just cut it together.
Yeah.
Don't leave that on there.
Oh, it's incredible. It's like it's like the very back of a supermarket. That's where it looks like you filmed it.
It was in a shed. It was a Young Farmers dude. Not an arena.
Incredible.
I worked with what I was given.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, thanks to you. Thanks for drawing everyone's attention to that video. Thanks so much. This is what I need on a Monday.
It's amazing.
A reasonable amount of abuse coming in now about my my video.
You're telling me there's more of these videos as well, potentially.
Mate, I think you've misrepresented so me good. Here. Put a bit of black and white on that and some slow-mo on it and it'll be perfect.
I think
and you only use a couple of seconds of it.
We could use this video for anything. I think with the right kind of voiceover, it could be like the story of your life.
Shout out to everyone that's pointing out that you can actually record in slow-mo on your phone.
Yeah, who does their own slow-mo walk?
I just thought it would be easier. Time-saving, isn't it? Adam on Twitter says, reasonably slow walk and terrifying eye thing going on.
Also, someone's filmed that and the idea that someone there had to stand there with a camera whilst you did that walk and not laugh, I love. Wow.
It looks like you're awkwardly walking around a museum, which isn't a museum, and stunned that it is, in fact, not a museum. That's exactly Sam from Kent. Okay, so maybe it wasn't the right pose. But I think, like I said, bit of black and white, bit of slow-mo, that could be good for our Avicii Farmers mix.
Mm.
Now you're just being rude. Sam and East Yorkshire. To be fair, I had to watch it twice. I did originally think it was Sebastian and Grosso.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Jenny!
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Scott, I'm so stressed, honestly.
What's up?
I can't. Oh, basically, I'm packing up my entire uni room and I just don't know what to do. There's bags, there's like 10 bin bags sat in front of me, just full of clothes, full of rubbish. I can't even breathe because there's like a big cloud of dust going up in the air because okay. I haven't dusted it in about a year.
Right, calm down because you sound like you sound stressed. Let me see if I've got any music for stressed people.
Oh, please, please. Ooh, that's better.
That's the wrong tone.
Elevator music.
So you're sad, are you?
No, that's not right.
That's not right either. Set the tone, Mills.
Quite emotional, right?
Oh, no, don't, because I'll cry. No, because this is my last year, Scott.
This will do.
Don't cry.
Don't make me cry on the radio.
Think of the ratings. So, what university are you at?
Well, Bristol, but I'm graduating this year, so sadly was Bristol Uni, yeah.
Now it's the University of Life.
Yeah, that was it. And unemployed.
Is it the first, was it the last day today, rather?
No, well, it was a few weeks ago, but, you know.
What are you doing then? Why are you stressed?
Well, because I just don't really know. It's just, you know when you've got, like, an hour to pack before you go on holiday?
I know what you mean.
But, like, 10 times worse.
And yeah. Also, you're taking everything down, all those memories. You've got to take those posters down from the wall.
Exactly. I've just spent about half an hour picking blue tack off the wall so we can get our deposit back.
What were the posters?
Oh, it was just small ones. Like, they were actually, I'm not a big poster. It's more photos.
Was
like, loads
cats
of photos
playing?
From like first year and like, you know, memories.
Cats and dogs playing pool. Those kind of posters. Yeah.
No, that's still on,
honestly. Every student house. So when you look around the room, are there just so many memories?
Just all the memories have gone now, though, Chris. It's just an empty shell of what was and just bags everywhere. It's just all the stuff come off the wall and out of the cupboards. It's just on the floor. I'm just sat in a pool of bin bags, and me and my housemate Becky too were fighting for bin bags. Just it's stressful, I'm telling you. I know we've had a while, but it's stressful.
Mm. Well, you'd be wanting to get off the phone in a minute then and do some more, won't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. No. That's not a cue to go. It's just that the music's gone a bit Australian soap opera. I don't know what's happened.
It has.
It's not soothing anymore. I feel like it's a bit of a
That's
like a Real Housewives kind of vibe going on now.
Yeah. So what's in the bags? I take you've got all the fancy dress from nights out.
Oh, yeah. I've got a Russian Cossack hat I've just packed away.
Of course you have.
I'm not really sure where that came from.
Yeah. What else?
I've got like a foam elephant. I've got a big unicorn, like a stuffed cuddly toy unicorn head. I bought that one.
Good times.
It was a present.
Yeah. And where are you taking all this stuff?
Well, back to Shropshire.
To your mum's?
Yeah, I'm not sure how she's going to feel about all this stuff. I'm not sure where I'm going to put it, to be honest.
She's going to love a foam elephant and a unicorn head. Thanks so much.
I'm going to put it in the living room above the TV. She'll love it.
What's your friend's name? Who's with you?
Becca.
Becca and Jenny, I'm sending you love from Radio 1 to Bristol. It's all going to be fine.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
We'll get through it, I'm sure.
You will. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Disclosure, Gregory Porter and Holding On. Scott Mills on Radio 1. Becca says, I feel that girl's pain. I was so stressed packing up my uni room the other day, I left all my underwear behind in the drawers. You left your drawers in the drawers. Drawers, hey.
Left your drawers in the drawers. Rubbish.
Those people packing up their packing up their uni rooms this afternoon.
Oh, it is sad that, though. The thing is, it is sad. All the memories.
It's a new low. Zach Nicholson has been on saying, I'm driving from Cornwall to Wakefield, and I know that when I get there, I'm going to pack up my uni flat. I feel Jenny's pain. Just happening a lot this afternoon.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Greg James.
Nice to see you sober.
Hello, Greg.
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober, Greg.
Sent you a video.
What, have you?
Have you seen it?
No.
I sent you both a video.
No, you didn't.
I hope to God it was to you.
Oh.
No, it's not come to me. Is this from the weekend? Is this good news?
What is it?
Well, Scott asked me to film my entrance, so to speak.
Yes.
Onto the stage.
At the Young Farmers gig that you did at the weekend.
This is awesome.
Harper Adams.
DJing for Harper Adams Agricultural College in Shropshire.
Yeah.
So, and I was in Bilth Wells in Wales, and I mean, have you seen my one?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, is yours better?
I think it is.
All right.
I think it is a little bit better.
I think I got the wrong vibe.
So obviously I want to make a video for the Avicii Farmer remix that I've done. You guys said you'd step up and make it look as epic as possible.
Yeah, we've done a special Farmer's version of the new Avicii track.
The vision for it was Swedish House Mafia. So far, Scott, your offering is you walking into a shed, sort of looking around lost.
You put slow-mo on that and black and white, it'll look mint.
It might do. With the right music on it, it could work. What I did is I did the classic following the back of my head onto stage.
Wow. Yeah, yours is better then, isn't it?
And then as I walked onto the stage, I raised one hand with my headphones.
Wow.
Oh, yours is epic. But here's the worrying thing. Neither of us have got them. Where have you sent that to? You emailed it to me.
I don't know. I just texted it.
No, I haven't got that. When did you text it?
About half an hour ago?
No.
Maybe it's just taken a while to get
nothing.
Here.
Sure.
Yeah. It'll turn up.
Not all of what you're about to hear are true facts. Some of them are absolutely completely made up. That's the game. It's real or no real. What about this?
Purchases of lordships in the UK have more than doubled since Scott Disick bought one on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You're a lord, aren't you?
I can confirm I am a lord.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Did you buy it? I can't remember what happened there.
Just applied online. Now, I don't know... Actually, this episode was on again at the weekend. And not that I do watch a lot of Kardashians, but I do. And Scott Disick comes to London. He's the one that's married to Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, right.
And decides to become a lord. And then he thinks he's actual royalty. And he's not even doing it with irony.
Becoming royal is really going to get the respect that I deserve. Like, I don't need to be walking around like I'm some peasant. I need to be walking around like royalty.
So he gets made a lord during the filming of the show.
I like how you were surprised that there was no irony.
I know.
I mean, that the whole show needs irony.
Yeah.
That's the one thing it actually lacks.
Sadly missing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So did UK lordships more than double after the episode of Keeping with the Kardashians went out where Scott Disick became a lord?
He's really popular, isn't he?
Huge.
I mean, like, bizarrely popular, that guy.
Well, it's quite a big show, Chris.
Can we not just say that the Kardashians are bizarrely popular?
Yeah.
That's fair, isn't it?
Big show, all around the world.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
I reckon... real.
I don't think there were that many anyway, so probably real.
That one... is no real.
Oh. Mm. I was going to say it's like 4 double to 8.
Scott did buy one in 2012, but he hasn't caused any increase in purchases that we know of. However, I do know two people that did watch the episode and became a lord and a lady as a result by applying online. I'm not going to embarrass them by giving their names out.
Well, they obviously want you to give their names out. They're lord and lady what?
No, I'd just rather leave it.
Just do the last name. I mean, the fact they did it as a couple as well
is
quite odd.
Isn't it great? And next.
Not wanting to go to work on Monday is an actual condition called lunidesophobia.
Well, I mean, loon, that is Latin for Monday.
Or moon.
All right.
Well, no, because of French, lundi.
Right. Oh, good knowledge.
Yeah. Languages.
Did you do the Latins?
No, but I'm guessing that's what that is.
Ah, very good.
Because of French.
Clever, isn't he?
I mean, not wanting to go into work on Mondays is definitely a thing. Yeah. There's that feeling that comes on Sunday night. It's definitely it's definitely something.
This is
where they put a name on it.
See, I was driving in today listening to Grimmy and it was Happy Monday.
Yeah.
And I've got a problem because I was like, I'm grumpy on a Monday. I don't want to hear people who are really happy.
Oh.
The people on there, they were so happy, it was making me angrier about Monday.
Oh, wow. What would you rather have then? Grumpy Monday?
Well, I think we should embrace it sometimes. Embrace being miserable on a Monday. It's fine.
But what's strange about you, when you hear people that are happy, it doesn't make you happy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No. I like people when they're happy. I like happy people. They were like, going, I'm so happy I'm going to Ibiza. I'm like, I'm on the M11.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, sister. But, okay, well, maybe we could rethink that for Grimmy then.
No, I love happy music and stuff, fine, but when you've got people who are going, oh my God, I am so happy,
I know
on
you mean.
The phone, I'm
sometimes,
like, oh.
Sometimes I enjoy being miserable sometimes.
Yeah, you've got to embrace, be true to yourself, baby.
But hating Mondays, is that an actual condition and phobia?
I think real.
Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is a real thing, a phobia of having to deal with Mondays. And next.
Katie B is annoyed because, like Taylor Swift, she also sent an open letter to Apple this weekend, only to be told that she'd hear back from their customer service team within 28 days.
Yeah, right. That's how it works normally.
That's what it's like.
Open letters discuss. I'm tempted to write an open letter about open letters.
Do it. Have to do it.
I think it's making Chris a bit annoyed today, and I don't know why, but I'm quite enjoying it.
What are you annoyed about?
I just don't
Swiftie.
Like open letters.
Why? An open letter from the most powerful woman on the planet to one of the most, if not the most powerful company on the planet. What's not to like?
It's great.
Why do you... I still don't understand the open letter, the thing about it. Why can't you just... She could have just sent the letter directly.
wouldn't really have had the same effect. No. She would have been told to wait 28 days like KTB.
I absolutely know what you're talking about, but nothing would have happened.
No, nothing would have happened.
The whole point of it was that it's not really a letter. It's just she's moaning.
Hence, open letter then in the public domain.
Open letter is essentially public moaning.
Yeah.
It is. That's what it is, isn't it? Yeah. It's just public moaning.
What you're saying is don't dress it up as a letter.
Yeah. Don't call it a letter.
Don't call it an open letter. Just call it a public flogging.
I hate anything that's open. Open sandwiches. I saw that somewhere the other day.
Oh,
that's a bad one as well. That's not a sandwich.
So you don't like anything that's open?
How about the US Open?
I like the US Open.
French Open?
Fair.
You like the French Open?
Okay, it's not... Listen, it's not a thought-through rant. I'm seriously...
In fact, I hate anything open.
I'm seriously tempted to write an open letter about
it. Yeah, okay, hon.
It's hypocritical. Right. I don't like what she did with that because it's open letters are just they annoy me. All right,
good, and that's how Chris sees it. My favourite tweet of the day is from Calvin Harris. Have you seen that one?
No, what did he say?
My girl changed the entire music industry.
Oh, maybe she should have just texted it to someone.
Send it as an open letter.
Oh, yeah. It's quite a Mark Wright tweet, that, isn't it?
Wow.
My girl. Is KTB annoyed with Apple because she wrote them an open letter and then they said that they hear back within 28 days?
Well, no, KTB did the right thing, seemingly. She sent a properly addressed envelope. Hmm. With
and they don't, and they dealt with it in the normal way.
And direct with it, yes.
Real or no real?
Real.
Do you reckon she could just turn up to the Genius Bar and they just give her an appointment?
Who? Yeah. KTB?
No, Swiftie.
Like, Swiftie, yes.
I've got a problem.
Swiftie does what she wants.
That's
what's become apparent. She does what she wants.
Scores when she wants. It's Swiftie. She scores when she wants.
Real or no real?
No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. So I wanted that to be real. And finally...
Researchers have found that listening to Slipknot can reduce stress.
Does this make you less stressed?
What? Do you mean the action of what he was singing about? Or?
No, I mean...
Oh, I see.
The music. Feeling relaxed?
Well, it does. I can see why it can relax you because it's so angry and full of angst and stuff like that. It gets out your system. So I think this is real.
Yeah, why not? It's so far away from whale music that you'd have on during a massage that it's probably real.
That one is real.
Yes. A study out today found that listening to heavy metal like Slipknot can reduce stress and encourages generally positive feelings. At the end of that round of real or no real...
Okay, I got 20. Greg got 40.
Yes, Greg.
Greg, what's going on? That's huge.
40?
40 of those.
40 of those.
40 of those.
What's on today, please?
Today we have... Oh, you're going to like this. We've got a very complex star caller from Pitbull.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
It's yeah, that's take me by surprise. It's a bit like an episode of Surprise Surprise.
Tomorrow on the show from 1 p.m, David Hasselhoff is playing Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.